Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and sermon are from the 10:30 service on Sunday, August 13th, 2017.
Reading today is from Job chapter 38. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what were its basis sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone? But the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Or who shut out the sea with the doors when it burst out from the womb? When I made clouds its garments, its thick darkness, its swaddling band, and prescribed limits for it, and set bars and doors, and said, thus far shall you come, and no farther, and here you shall your proud waves be strayed. Have you commanded the morning since your days began, and caused the dawn to know its place? That it might take hold of the skirts of the earth, and the wicked shall be shaken out of it. It is changed like clay under the seal, and its features stand out like a garment. From the wicked their light is withheld, and their uplifted arm is broken. Have you entered into the springs of the sea, or walked into the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been revealed to you, or have you seen the gates of death? Deep darkness. Have you ever comprehended the expanse of the earth? Declare if you all know this. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Second reading is from Romans chapter 10, verse 5 through 17. For Moses writes about the righteousness that is based on the law, that the person who does the commandments shall live by them. But the righteousness based on faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how do they call on him whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, the Lord who has believed what he has heard from us. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, it is a ghost. And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid. And Peter answered him, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. Jesus said, come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly you are the Son of God. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Thank you.
But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." So my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what are you afraid of? Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Are you afraid of bumping into things in the middle of the night? Are you afraid of your health failing? Are you afraid that your 401k is crashing? Perhaps you're afraid of North Korea. Are you afraid that some people don't like you? Are you afraid of what awaits you in the morning? Are you afraid of the future? You know, I'd love to relieve you of all your fears. I really would, but I can't. Jesus can, if you are willing to listen to him and take him at his word. Jesus says to you, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Do not be afraid. Well, we know that's easy enough to say to someone who's going through some tough times. But it's pretty hard advice to follow when you're the one who's struggling. Of course, that's true of everyone, and Jesus' disciples were no exception. After the miraculous feeding of the 5,000, Jesus sent the disciples on their way and told them to go to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. He would stay behind to take care of the crowds and spend some time in prayer. And then he would catch up with them a little later. You know, since those disciples took the boat with them, you have to wonder whether or not they thought about how Jesus would catch up with them later. But once the men were out to sea, it really didn't matter. They didn't have time to think about such questions. They found themselves fighting strong winds. The waves were battering the boat and them. And then out of nowhere comes the Lord, walking on the water toward them. It was now the fourth watch. That means it was sometime after 3 a.m. Those men had spent the whole day feeding 5,000 men and their families. They'd been out on the sea into the middle of the night, and it was 3 a.m. or later. They were battling wind and wave. Who can really imagine how beat, how tired these guys must have been? So what was it that they were seeing out there on that water? Was it simply a case of their imaginations? Was it a ghost coming toward them? Well, whoever it was, whatever it was walking on the water, directly toward them. And they became terrified. They cried out in fear. Did Jesus laugh when he heard their cries? Did he taunt them for their fear? Would he teach them a lesson for their lack of faith? Would he shout out, "Boo!" No. Jesus knew they were afraid, and he knew what they needed. Those weary men needed comfort. And that's why Matthew writes, "Immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'Take heart. It's me. Don't be afraid.'" So I was looking at the text in Romans this morning about preaching of the word. Did you know that this is a job to which God calls every faithful pastor of the gospel? To bring words of comfort to terrified consciences and to troubled souls? And my friends, what better words to bring to those who are frightened by this life's often scary circumstances than those words that Jesus himself has spoken? And while we're talking about the disciples out in the sea, we can't forget about old Peter, can we? Good old Peter. As usual, Peter wanted more than he needed. Peter wanted to prove himself to Jesus. He wanted Jesus to tell him to come out to him on the water. Be careful what you ask for, because that's exactly what Jesus did. And Peter got out of that boat. He began to walk on the water. Well, at least until those waves around him got his attention. Peter took his eyes off Jesus, and he began to sink like a rock. Good old Petrus. Peter was afraid. He was afraid for his life. You know, sometimes this can be a difficult message to preach on. Likely you've heard it many, many times before. So it really doesn't take much for us to get the lesson and see that we are just like Peter and all those other disciples as well. when we think we're in control of our lives. We really don't waste much time thinking about anything else, do we? When everything's going well, we tend to put life and faith on cruise control. But then when things start spinning out of control for us, when we start feeling a little bit uncomfortable, we start to worry. And before very long, we're afraid. We fear for what the future might bring. It could be our health or our finances or our families. And perhaps for some of you, it could even be what the future holds for our church. And I've heard it from so many people so many times. Pastor, there are so many things going on in our lives. When the wind and waves rise around us, when we begin to sink, we panic. And the first thing we tend to throw overboard is our faith in Jesus Christ. Instead of looking to Him, instead of keeping our eyes fixed on the cross, we look at the world around us. We look at our precious time. We look at what's inside our wallets. We look at what it might mean to truly live by faith and live in the present and leave the past behind. And we don't like what we see. So we stop trusting in Him. And we see that lack of trust whenever you see empty seats in the pews or in those finances that have a hard time making ends meet from time to time. Why do those things happen? Well, that's what happens when we take our eyes off Jesus and we look to ourselves for the answers. When we insist on seeking comfort in ourselves, we typically end up in the most scary places we can possibly be. When we choose to live alone and in fear rather than simply trusting in the love of our God and His desire to do what is best for us. Let's be really candid, shall we? I see some of my good and faithful confirmands here this morning. Some good teachers. Hey, Chris, what's the first commandment?
You shall have no other gods.
What does that mean?
You shall give love and trust in God above all things.
Thank you, Chris. We do not fear love and trust in God above all things. Now, fearing Him above all things does not mean that we have to be afraid of God. But if we choose to live on our own and apart from God, then we have every reason to be afraid of the judgment that He brings upon those who do not trust in Him. So what does it mean to fear God? It's not hard. We are to take the faith that He has given to us and we are to place it in Him. We are to love Him with all our heart and with all our soul, with all our mind and with all our strength. We are to trust in Him and not lean on our own understanding or beliefs. The psalmist encourages us to fear the Lord, you His saints, for those who fear Him lack nothing. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I fear you to urge the Lord and truly be at peace. You might ask, where is that peace as you face those troubles in life that cause you to fear? It's right here. And there it is. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, God gives us peace. His peace, true peace. The peace that surpasses all human understanding. The peace that this world looks for and will never find apart from Him. Jesus came to His disciples out on that stormy sea. He came to save them in the midst of their distress. Jesus comes to His sanctuary today, and He has come to give you His comfort. And He says to you, there's nothing to fear. I am here. I give myself for you. I give myself to you. I came to save you. And I have washed you clean in the blood that I shed for you on the cross. I came to forgive you of those sins that cause your hearts to fear. And you are forgiven. So don't be afraid. Just believe in me and receive in faith what I have prepared for you here. Take heart and then take and eat. Take and drink for the forgiveness of your sins. For what I give you will give you the strength to face whatever may come in this life. He's right. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid of anything at all. Listen to him. Take his word to heart when he says to you in his eye, do not be afraid. He's talking to you. He comes to take care of you. And he is coming again to take you with him to his everlasting kingdom. And Jesus has promised us that that day is coming soon. So until then, come and receive a foretaste of what is soon to come. Take the bread, take the wine, take Jesus to yourself. Come, my friends, come and taste the Lord and see that he is good. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. My dear family in Christ, blessed are you. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.